Time for us to head back to the hotline as we welcome in the second guest on our show today. We've had him on before. He is author John Vanek, as he has penned the Father Jake Austin mystery series. He's two books in, and the third one is dropping here in a few months. John, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
Oh, it's great to talk to you again, Andy.
Well, we're a little jealous because you're coming to us from Florida today, even though you'll be up here in the next couple of weeks. You have some book discussions and some book signings in the area coming up. Where exactly are you going to be and when?
Yeah, I do. I will be at the Twinsburg Library on Tuesday, October 29th at 7 p.m. in Twinsburg, Ohio. And then on Wednesday, October 30th, the next day, I'll be at Lorain County Community College doing a Fred Talk in the Bass Library, and that'll be at noon at El Tri-C. And then, Saturday, November 2nd, I will be at the Elyria Public Library, the West River Branch, and I will be part of what's called the Cavalcade of Authors Fair. And this is the 10th year they're doing it. There'll be, I believe, 11 authors total there. We'll each be doing a little bit of a reading and then talking about our books and signing and selling them if people are interested. That's at the West River Branch of the Elyria Public Library. And then November 3rd, which is a Sunday, I will be at Mindfair Bookstore in Overland, Ohio from 1 to 2. And then I'll be giving a talk to the medical students down at the Cleveland Clinic, strangely enough, on Monday, November 4th, which should be interesting. And then, my goodness, it's a busy one for me. I will be November 6th at the Writers Center in South Euclid Lyndhurst Library, and I will be talking there and signing books. And then I will be at Westlake Porter Library November 7th at 7 o'clock. I should say that the Writers Center Southwest Euclid Lyndhurst Library event is a 7 o'clock event, as is the Westlake Porter Library event. So I've got my hands full coming up.
You do. Sounds like you're going to be all over the place. No question about that. Well, the last time we had you on, we discussed the first two books in the Father Jake Austin mystery series. So give us an idea as to how far along you are in this series. We teased it at the very beginning of the interview when we welcomed you in, but there's a third book coming out pretty darn soon, is there not?
Right. Book number three, which is entitled Absolution, will be coming out February 1st, 2020. I can't believe 2020 is around the corner. And that is all in the hands of the editor right now. It's the actual writing is complete. They're doing the typesetting, and they're choosing the book cover art and getting the blurbs for the back of the book, which are, you know, famous authors lying about how great I am. they're setting all that up, but I can't wait to get my hands on it. It will come out February 1st, and will be available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon and various bookstores.
So for those who have not had the opportunity yet to sink their teeth into the first two books in the Father Jake Austin mystery series, give us an idea as to what this series is all about.
Yeah, this series revolves around three main characters. The first one is Father Jacob Austin. He's a Roman Catholic priest, and he is basically he's a character that I've derived from two Catholic priests that I knew very well in my youth, one of which was a drinking buddy of mine. And my character, Jake Austin, is not taken directly from either of these men, but what they taught me is Catholic priests are like anybody else. They have strengths and they have flaws. And I wanted to portray Jake in exactly that way. So Jake has kind of a shaky background. He's had a rough past. He's been through a war, and he comes back to Overland, Ohio, his hometown. And that's book one, the start of book one. And he finds himself in the middle of several murders that take place in the town of Overland. And much to his dismay, he gets caught in the middle of it. So that book is called Deros, and the title is a military acronym. It stands for Date of Expected Return from Overseas. although the book is not about war, it's really a story about coming home again. The second book in the series is called Miracles. And in Miracles, I have three intersecting plots that wind their way through the book that are based on the relationship between miracles and science and the clash of facts and faith and the inexplicable production of unexpected miracles from disastrous events. So Jake is caught in the middle of three plots in that story, but somehow they all managed to come together at the end and make some sense, which was a bit of a struggle to do at times, but we got there. And Absolution, let me give you, that's book three in the Father Jake Austin mystery series. Let me give you what we call an elevator pitch. When you're an author and you've written a book, you have to have one or two lines that summarize your entire 300-page book that you can drop on an editor or a publisher who happens to be in the elevator with you before they get off again. So it's kind of the shortest synopsis you can do. And my elevator pitch for Absolution Book 3 is, Father Jake Austin must decide whether to turn his back on his biologic father, the man who deserted him as a child, or to turn the other cheek and save him from a vengeful drug lord, risking his own life and the lives of those he loves. So that's the summary of the third book in the series. And I'm currently working on Book 4.
That was my next question, about how many books do you anticipate will be part of this series?
Well, Book 4 definitely, because I'm about two-thirds of the way through it, and I'm beginning to think that I may end the series at the end of Book 4, but we'll see. As long as I can keep coming up with interesting plots and find new ways to talk about Jake and the two other main characters in the book, I'll keep going as long as there's interest from the public. But it's frankly, Andy, it's getting harder and harder to do, to say new things and to come up with new exciting plots. So I've got a good one for Book 4, and we'll see if it ends there or possibly in Book 5.
We are being joined by author John Vanek here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. He's the author of the Father Jake Austin Mystery Series. He just detailed the two books that are available now and the third one that will be available at the beginning of February in 2020. Now, you also practiced medicine a little over 20 years ago, right, in Lorain. How much of that was a big part of what inspired you to put this series together?
Oh, it's a huge part of it, in that I tend to write what I know. I told you I wrote Father Jake based on the two Catholic priests who were my friend. The second main character in the book is Emily. She's a blind lady, and she's based on a good friend of mine who is blind. And the third main character is the police chief in Oberlin. He's purely made up. But I fell back on medicine because I wanted some of the stories to take place in the hospital, and I had worked basically at all the hospitals in Lorain County during my time as a physician. And I also worked at St. Joseph's Hospital before it closed its doors in, I believe, 1997. And so when I invented Father Jake, I thought, well, I know where to place him. He's going to be in St. Joseph's Hospital. And that's where some of these stories take place.
So you mentioned that you were a physician for many years. When did the love of writing really begin, or had that always been there, even in your medical career?
Well, as a young person, I read a lot, mostly science fiction when I was younger and then mystery as I got older. But when I was pre-med in college, I had a couple of electives I could take, and I took one in creative writing. And I found that I really loved the process of writing. And I had one of those great supportive professors at Case Western that encouraged me to keep going with it. So when I was an intern and a resident, I was pretty much more interested in getting a little bit of sleep. I didn't have much time in my life. But as I got into private practice in Lorain, I started to try to write stories. And I got a couple of books that I've tried, and they're not very good, and they're in a drawer in my desk and will probably never see the light of day. But what I learned in the attempt at writing them is that writing is a craft, just like carpentry or any other craft. You have to learn it. And as I neared the end of my tenure as a physician in Lorain, I started taking college courses. I took my first one at LTRI-C, and I took some at Cleveland State and other places, and took some writing workshops and began to learn the craft. And slowly but surely, over a long period of time, I wrote 3 books over a period of 9 years, and finally found a publisher on the West Coast who was willing to give me a contract for all 3 and an option on book 4. So that's where we stand now.
Well, and you're certainly moving along very well. You mentioned that you've made some headway on book 4 already, and book 3 hasn't even been released just yet. Now, this is only part of what you do. You also write poetry as well, and it just seems like they're two wildly different. Am I wrong on that? Is it awfully different writing poetry and then writing books like the ones that you put together already in the Father Jake Austin Mysteries?
The poetry thing was a surprise to me. When I took my first class at Lorain County Community College, it was a creative writing class, and it included a little bit of poetry. Now, I was not one of those people as a young man who wrote poetry. I mean, that just was not me. But when I took the creative writing class at LTRI-C, I fell in love with the poetry part as well. And so I started dabbling with it, and much to my surprise, I got quite a few poems published and was invited down to the George Bush Presidential Library to read one of them. And, you know, the poetry thing just, it became a second love. And actually, it detoured me from writing the first mystery for a number of years. So I wrote poetry for a while, and then when my poetry book came out, I finally figured I had learned enough craft and had enough experience to take a crack at writing the mystery and finally got started on that.
Good stuff. Well, and you're going to be very, very busy, it sounds like, over the next couple of weeks here. Plenty of libraries to make stops at over the next couple of weeks, it sounds like. So you're heading back up this direction from Florida. You're making stops in Twinsburg, South Euclid, Oberlin, Elyria, Westlake. You're going to be all over the place the next couple of weeks.
That's true, and I'd really appreciate it if you've got some color in the leaves when I get up there, because I don't get that down here in Florida in the fall.
Oh, that process has already begun, my friend. Trust me, you'll see the foliage when you make your way up here, no doubt about that. Well, John, thank you so much for joining us. We always enjoy having you on the show, and we look forward to seeing you when you get up here over the next couple of weeks.
I appreciate the time. Thanks, Andy.